Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Barbaro Garby. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Rayford and he is out, Sakata applying the tag. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb is hit by the pitch. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Gross reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to third. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trammell fields it, throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Underwood now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-2 in the game. Garby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Garby reaches second base with a double. Herndon moves to third. Chet Lemon pinch hits for Rupert Jones. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is walked intentionally. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Garby moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Swaggerty now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garby takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Garby moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garby scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Trammell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Barbaro Garby now playing first base. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Koontz moves to second. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Koontz moves to third. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garby for the out. Koontz scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rayford reaches second base with a double. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.